honored if you would join us.
Something dark.
Something
complete.
It's a trap.
I have you now.
Stay on target.
We're too close.
Stay on target.
Sir, the possibility of successfully navigating an asteroid field is approximately 3,720 to 1.
Never tell me the odds.
You may fire when ready.
Any bothers die.
Now I feel like I can take on the whole empire myself.
Well,
the great disturbance in the force, as if millions of voices suddenly cried out in terror, suddenly silenced.
Well, hello, and welcome to Thule Squadron Radio. My
welcome.
Name is Gisli.
And I'm Eil.
And we have a guest here with us.
Yeah, hi, I'm Andri.
People might know you from Vassal, right?
Yeah. I've been playing there under the name Resolver, and I'm in the Deep Core division.
Okay, how was that?
It's fun. I haven't really. I've been doing good since I haven't lost a game yet.
Ooh,
yeah,
that's nice.
But I haven't played a game, so. But that will improve next week because
okay.
I have at least two scheduled games.
Okay, nice. We might talk about Vassal something more later, but we actually just finished a small little tournament here in Iceland.
Yes.
It was 4 rounds of Swiss and with a new FAQ. So we want to talk a little bit about that.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. So how did you do this tournament? I brought a triple harpoon list. And all I can say is harpoons are bunkers. But I didn't do that well, though. That's mainly because of my bad flying. I went 2-2, like I said. Eil, how did you do?
I went 3-1, and I brought Nidru Shulak on a Zed fighter, and Guri on a Starwiper, and Fen Rao on his Fang.
Fang fighter, yeah. You, Andre?
Yeah. I had a kind of traditional pulp aces list with quick draw and Vessery, and then your to kind of relieve the squad of stress.
Yeah, and how
did you
do?
Yeah, and I went 2-2, so not a great day, but a fun day.
Yeah, it was kind of a different tournament. We kind of didn't know what to bring. I mean, it's a new FAQ, new list. Guns for Hire just released here in Iceland.
Yep.
So I think everyone, many people were trying that out. So, yeah.
We didn't have any Dengar, no Torpoat, nothing?
No, of course we didn't have any Torpoats.
No,
we
I mean, I mean, bumpers or anything. not a single toilet seat.
Not a single toilet seat, no. But I want to talk a little bit about harpoon missiles. Eil, you had one harpoon in your list. I had 3.
No.
You didn't have. No, you had.
I had crews.
Oh, of course. No, I had 3 harpoon missiles, and oh man, when they work, they work. And especially
yes.
When you can double or even triple tap the harpoons on the same ship, it's horrible.
Yeah.
And yeah, the condition and the splash damage is just pure bonus, really.
Okay, cool. Did that trigger any time in any of your game?
Yeah, especially in the last game, which I won. Poor Stefan, which I played there, he was playing Rack Vader. Rack went down so fast, so quick, and Vader, he just had to be at range 1 at Rack and got all the splash damage there.
Oh, sweet.
Vader lost both of his shields because of splash damage, and he got a crit through as well in the next round with console fire. And he got blocked the next round after that, so he died after rolling a die.
Yeah, okay.
So what do you think about the ships and the builds that were in this tournament for our new FAQ? I mean, people were trying out new stuff, right?
Sure. New stuff and old stuff.
Pulp aces.
Some aces built. Of course, Miranda and Dash had a strong showing. and
took the second place, right?
Yeah. Second place
Miranda
with
does.
Mike. And then a lot of people were trying out some scum stuff, like myself. We saw some C-Rex fighters and Starwappers.
A lot of K-Fighters.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
Yep.
One list had four of them. I had two and Nim, all with Deadeye chips.
A few Starwappers as well.
Yeah. Both Guri, Thweek I saw as well.
Yes.
And Dalen, Oporos.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The list that won was played by Arnar. He was playing Quickdraw, Omega Leader, and Whisper. He called this list MILF.
Yeah. Moms, I like to fly.
He had Whisper with Kallus, and but yeah. It's VI, fire control, Kallus, and advanced cloaking device. Just a standard Omega Leader. And Quickdraw with Raids. And Raids, Baffle, Light Reform, and Special Ops Training.
Mm.
That was a list that won, went 4-0, with a great MOV as well.
Yeah. And he's a good player. I mean, this is his second tournament that he finished this first.
Yeah, he won Original Trilogy.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That was his last tournament here. Okay, that's about the tournament. Should we talk about the Guns for Hire? The package.
Sure.
It's quite a nice package. It comes a lot of stuff in it and a lot of useful stuff.
Yes.
And I must say, the Star Viper is better than I thought.
Yeah.
I went against Ahil the first round. We kind of always match against
each
other.
Yeah, we always match up against each other.
It's either in the first round or the last round before Swiss. And either one of us is going to Swiss.
Yeah.
Going to the cut.
Yes. I just still remember that one time when you snagged a few templates off me.
Yeah, that was regionals, right?
Yeah, I think so. Bastard.
Bastard. Yeah. But Guns for Hire, a lot of good stuff in it.
Yes.
Star Vipers are good. The Vaxi title, I think it's quite good as well. Especially on the lower guys. I don't think people are going to fly Talamane Cobra or something like that a lot. I mean, I think it's they are too squishy even with the title.
Yeah, maybe you've got a point there, but you can build the hell out of it. You have so many options of what you can do with this frame now after the title. You just it'll remain to be seen. We will get something clever out of it, I think so.
I was flying the standard PS5 27 points with the Vaxi title, Deadeye, Harpoon, Scavenger Crane, chips and munitions failsafe.
Mm-hmm.
It's 27 points of awesomeness, I gotta say. But you really have to use that alpha strike. If you don't count your rule of 11, you kind of die.
Yeah,
because they are easy to shoot down.
Sure, they are. In all of my games, I managed to range control well, so I didn't get shot with harpoon missiles at all.
Yeah.
Even though I was played against the four K-Fighters. And your list,
mm-hmm.
And it's very dodgeable, but don't make a mistake, you'll get burned.
Yeah, but the harpoons are good, but in the first two games, the first three games, I managed to splash damage the harpoons on myself. And actually, for the first two games, I think I killed my own ships with the splash damage.
Ruthlessness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So
what do you think is the biggest mention in the Guns for Hire pack?
I mean, like you guys are talking about the harpoon missiles. I mean, they're having impact right away. So
yeah.
I don't know if there are any hidden secrets there. Funny because you mentioned the splash damage. I was playing against Miranda. And I got a harpoon missile on my Yor, and it actually helped that he was harpooned, because later in the game, he actually, Miranda got one damage, and then I had her in my firing arc with a quick draw, and this was, you know, and took her out, and this single, you know, hole, which, you know, was the splash damage, was enough to kill her in that round. So it can work both ways. So it's risky, but also it's a fun missile, I would say. Yeah.
Yes. And like I said, the splash damage is kind of just a bonus.
It is.
Double-edged bonus, it can be. Yeah. I mean, you can fly your harpoon ship into the enemy and and make him think twice before killing you.
But it's definitely the best missile in the game, I think.
Yeah, it's easy to get off. I mean, you can keep your target lock, and if you have double action, I mean, you can hit, what is it, five?
Four.
Four quite easily.
Yeah, and one of them is crit.
Yeah.
And okay. So about that tournament, what didn't we see on a tournament?
Well, first we didn't see a Jumpmaster.
Yeah. But does that mean that Jumpmaster aren't strong anymore?
No. Danger is still strong. And
Bumpmaster.
Bumpmaster, sure. I think everybody just trying out the
new hotness.
Yeah.
Also, we didn't see any Asai.
No.
And Katsu. And
no
Bosks. So,
no Bosks,
you know.
No.
And those are ships are still very powerful in the meta.
Oh, yeah.
But nobody seems to be picking that up here, at least.
No, not for now. But, of course, this is the first tournament with a new meta, with a new pack. People are trying new stuff out.
Yes.
So
until they'll slide back into what they know is good, and then add some flavor from the new stuff. We'll see all those ships again.
Of course. Yeah. Should we talk about something else than the tournament now? Yeah.
It's very hard.
It's really hard. Yeah, it was a fun tournament. We had, it was 17 people now.
17.
So it was okay. It was an okay show up. But, we didn't see any Mind Link as well.
Nope, we didn't have any Mind Link list.
No. But I think there is a way to work around Mind Link.
Sure.
I don't think Mind Link is done. Even though no one took it on this tournament, I think there are places that Mind Link is good.
Yeah.
I mean, we have those scum pilots like Guri, like Manaru, like Pelop.
Sure.
Which one is best? I don't know, but Guri doesn't need to be Mind Link, while the other one do. So, like my list, I have been testing out. I have had Fen Rao and Old Terok both with Mind Link, and then a Guri Bumpmaster, which she takes a focus and she can give out the focus to either of the Mind Link ships. So, they are. They get both focused because of that.
I was thinking actually about a Manaru Bumpmaster, and with them a Guri and a Fen Rao, who and Guri has a Mind Link, and Manaru has a Mind Link. So they focus up and in any order, and Manaru hands off the focus and tokens to Fen Rao, and then when Guri procs, if she's range one, Manaru will get the focus back.
Yeah.
So there's some type of variations and builds that you can run three ships where everybody gets a focus for.
But the problem now is it's so situational.
Yeah, that's very situational.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the golden number for a Mind Link list was three ships.
Yeah.
That was a golden number. We really didn't see any four-ship list with Mind Link, because
we saw a few on Vassal, at least, with Skix, where, and that was a fun list to play against, you know, where you had kind of...
Yeah, but they pop so easily.
They do, but the Mind Link was kind of, because they're that cheap, they're that vulnerable to kind of fire and all that, that actually was, you know, not overpowered by any means, even though you had five ships with Mind Links.
We of course saw before of the FAQ there was Inaldra Tani list with Dengar, Fenn and Inaldra. But of course, Inaldra was just the cheapest EPT skick you could have. So he was just flying around in the corner collecting.
I've actually been flying that, tried it out after the nerf. And then my layout was Inaldra with Atani, Dengar with Atani. And then I had just a normal Fenn row with Pusa Limit.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm missing the droid on Dengar.
Yeah, the K4.
And also the unhinged. It was much better, you know.
The K4 unhinged isn't anymore, so it's drastically worse than with the unhinged, of course. That you don't have those three maneuvers anymore, green. But how about two ship lists? Do you think we might see Atani only using two ships, or are there just other EPTs that are much stronger than that? I mean, like
the action economy from a two mind leak is so much lower than when you had him on three ships.
Yeah, it is.
It's I don't think we'll see it a lot. It'll be largely by taste. I mean, there are a lot of good EPTs out there.
I mean, yeah, of course, Pusa Limit, expertise.
Veteran instinct.
Yeah. VI is.
Yeah,
well, it has been really, really, really good. This meta. You had to have VI.
Yeah, it's
just to be able to.
It's a valuable slot.
So
even if you have, you know, like free focus on one of the ships, in most builds I've seen, you can't do better. You know, you're aiming at a higher pilot skill or, you know, expertise if you want to, you know, do the damage output and take the focus for kind of.
And Lone Wolf if you need them on a big ace. I mean, there's endless possibilities. And the EPT slot is really what defines the list, so it's kind of hard just to slap on mind links.
Is it the best slot? The EPT slot?
No comment.
It's a really good slot.
Yeah, I always say that the system slot is the best slot because you can either have advanced sensor or fire control. But
yeah,
I don't really talk about anything else in that slot. But
secondary turret weapon, sure.
Yeah.
You can have TLT on there. I mean,
I think VI is the most popular upgrade.
Yeah, of course, it is now.
I'm not sure, but I think so.
But there was a tournament in, it was the Australian Nationals, I think. I don't think they had the new fact though there, but there were some interesting lists there. Did you see any of that?
I haven't been looking at it.
No? Do you want to go through the lists?
Sure. Let's look at it.
In first place, there was the old good OP cubed with Miranda, Biggs, and Lorik. Yeah, it was probably pre-FAQ.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That list was third in Swiss, but won the championship. In second place was a quite interesting list. And I'm actually dying to try it out. It was four Kashyyyk defenders
with Wookiee
boats.
Yeah.
With Wookiee commandos. 100 points. Yeah. That probably hits like a brick. And it's so tanky.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And then we have the contracted scouts.
And the third place. Let me see. Third place, there was.
No, it's an 8. Sorry, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can actually, if you click here, you can just see it.
There we go.
Oh tight 4, of course. There was Sepp, Lorik, and Kanan. We had this list here in
Kanan,
this
and Lorik, yeah.
That's just tanky. But
that's what won.
Yeah, but he didn't play Kanan here.
No, he was playing Chopper. And we had
Chopper with Auto Blaster.
And he mentioned he had, you know, on the Ghost, he had engine upgrade, and he almost never used it in all his games. So he was thinking about switching it to low rig, just to get more shots off with low rig to get him in kind of arc. He was, that was a plan after the tournament to kind of switch the engine upgrade to low rig.
For this pilot skill, I don't think engine upgrade is that good. Engine upgrade is fantastic on a higher pilot skill ships to be able to
boost in,
boost in or get arcs on and stuff like that. But yeah, fourth place as well. Well, it was Asaz and Dengar. It was Asaz with Push Limit. No.
Push Limit, Lats, Razzy.
And Push Limit and Lats, and Dengar with Expertise, Plasma. We can see it was pre-FAQ.
Unhinged, it's a strong list, but we won't see it again.
In top 8, there was Triple Contracted Scout with Proton and
Mindlink,
R4.
Int Agent
and Boba.
Boba.
We won't see that list again. And also in 8 tier, we have Kanan Bix. And we won't see that again as well.
Might see it. It will be different, but we might see it.
Bix with selflessness is pretty good, but I don't know if it's...
I think people will take Lorik instead.
Yeah, probably.
But also, we have here an interesting list with 2 in top 8 as well. It's 2 Deltas with Tide D and Ion Cannon, and then Omicron with an Ion Cannon and Palpatine as well. I think that's a pretty cool medical at this time.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, against Miranda and Nim, especially.
Sure.
They hate Ion.
Completely.
But what I am most happy about here is in top 8 is a little crack swarm.
Ooh.
With Howl Runner, 4 Black Squadrons, and a Seda Leader, all with Crackshot. That's,
nice list.
Nice list. We have seen it before, but not so much the last year or two.
No.
And will Harpoon kill this kind of list?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, they were almost extinct.
At least.
But
if people are playing Harpoons, which I think they will, because they are so good, I think all this kind of lists are dead. Just all those swarms.
Yeah.
I don't, if it's Imperial or Rebel or something, it just dies. Especially the Imperial swarm. They have so little hull, and they need their green dice.
I would have loved to see the A-Wing Snap Swarm, you know, 5.
Snap, Kraken, and Pop.
Yeah, it's...
I want to see A-H play it. He's the A-Wing player.
Now, after the meta changes and, the nerf and all that changes, I would like to see how it works in the current meta.
I probably will field it.
Yeah, but the problem, of course, with A-Wings are 2 red dice. That's the problem. But you can fit harpoons on them.
Imagine that.
Imagine that.
Don't give them those ideas.
Have the dial. It might be just better to use.
I mean, if you're using
missiles.
The EPTs on with snapshot and crackshot, you don't really have anything to modify. Well, you have, of course, target lock, but I think they'll start to be too expensive with having snapshot, crackshot, and a harpoon missile.
Yeah, you would have to kind of just use 4 and then.
Yeah.
Which is,
Okay. But talking about tournaments, there's actually a system open that FFG hasn't announced. It's the Mandalore in Philadelphia. I don't know why FFG hasn't announced it. I think it's in 2 weeks or something like that.
Yep.
It's the Mandalore Open in Philadelphia. And it's in PAX. I think it's some sort of gaming con or something like that. It's a big gaming con.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But they actually announced the prices. And they are...
Yeah, amazing. You saw it.
Yeah, I saw it. I think they took it down like a day later or something. I don't know why.
What was it?
I have it written. I wrote it down. Let me see. I'm going to find it. Well, everyone gets a participation prize. It's a Boba Fett damage deck. I kind of like it.
That's awesome.
It's a system open pin.
I'd wear it.
Yeah, every day. And double-sided Slave 1 and Falcon upgrade title.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And yeah, you play 3 games, and if you win 2 of them, you advance to stage 2. And there you get a pair of target lock tokens. 2 Aurabas YT-1300 and Firespray pilot cards, and 1 plastic one. That's only, you only have to win 2 games to get that as well. But of course you get the other one before. And if you advance to stage 3, then you have to win 5 games out of 6. Then you get a Boba Fett, Bosk, Dengar, and IG-88B ship cards.
That's solid.
Yep. Almost all of the bounty hunters. You only need Suckers and Forlum, I think.
Yeah.
But then you get a top 32 cut, where you get a set of 10 shield tokens.
Nice.
Yeah. Top 16 get range 1, 2, and 3 rulers.
Mm-hmm.
Top 8 get additional 10 shield tokens and a Coruscant Invitational invite.
Ooh.
So if there are 8 system opens, we'll have 64 if I play as there.
That's a large invitational.
Yeah. And top 4, we get maneuver templates. So they will be quite hard to get if people to buy them from someone.
Yeah.
Second place get a plaque. Plaque.
A plaque.
Plaque, yeah. You said plaque. Not a plaque. No. I hope not.
It's something else. Small pots.
And the first prize is really good. They get a trophy. And then they also get flight and accommodates for the Coruscant Invitational.
Ooh, free so road trip.
Road trip with a hotel and everything. So that's a really good price to get.
Yeah.
But where the Coruscant will be next year, I have no idea, because I don't think they have Star Wars Celebration now.
Yeah.
I think they only have it every 2 years or something like that. Yeah, that's in Pennsylvania, Philly.
Yeah.
What about, I mean, this is Mandalore, and they are definitely keeping the price within the bounty hunter range.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
But that opens to the question, will they have different prices for different system opens?
Yeah, we talked a little bit about that. That would be
awesome.
That would be extremely cool.
But well, for the altars, at least, that would be cool. I don't think they will change the templates or anything like that.
No, maybe not.
But that's really, really cool. But I doubt it, though.
I'll go to the Yaku one, then.
Yaku, yeah. Just to get Rey.
Yeah.
Might get a Rey damage stack.
And pilot.
And pilot.
And crew. And no, I'm out.
Oh, yeah. But, Andre, you're in a squadron, right?
Yeah, TGIW.
TGIW, what does that stand for?
Thank God it's Wednesday. And then all my pals meet, and we play X-Wing.
Okay.
A couple of games every Wednesday.
But that crew started out before X-Wing, right?
Yeah. I've been playing just board games
Your old
forever.
Friends, right?
Yeah.
Some of your pals are also known on Vassal, right?
Yeah, the guy which won the tournament here, Arnar.
Yeah.
He's known on Vassal as Ice Ariel, something like that.
Yeah.
And Kauri, which was placed, 9th in the in Worlds.
Yeah, at least top 16.
Yeah, I think he actually was placed in 9th.
Well, Kauri.
Yeah.
He placed in Swiss. He placed 4th.
In Swiss, yeah.
Yeah.
He made top 16.
And then made top 16 and ranked, what, ninth?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
You lost the first game.
I lost the first game.
Against the Foss.
Yeah. Was it Jaren or Travis?
I can't remember. Wasn't it? Yeah.
It was.
Yeah, probably. I can't remember.
It was a Foss.
I can't remember. It was a couple of years back.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2015.
Okay. Yeah, that's. And also Stefan, he's playing in Vasel. Has been playing.
Yeah, I talked to him earlier. He isn't really playing that much anymore.
No.
But he would like to be back. He kind of got a burnout because all of the jump masters. But like I said to him, well, the jump masters aren't really here anymore.
Yeah.
I don't think people are going to play more than one jump master in a squad now.
Yeah.
Unless, well, people might try out four of them with Trickshot. That might be something. I don't know.
I don't know.
you kind of don't need an Intel agent because of that. I mean, they take up the whole table.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it could be good, and it's Ace meta now, which we're seeing more of, where you can bump and just take your chances with two red dice and three in range one, and just bump them and
I mean,
take it from there.
Unmodified green dice, they are freckle.
They are.
I've been playing Whisper, and I know it all too well.
Yeah, I share your pen there.
Yeah. But, Andre, how did you start your X-Wing addiction?
Yeah, it was in that group. So one of my friends, Haukon, he came to work and, you know, asked, have you seen this game? And I was, no, I haven't seen it. Well, we're playing on, you know, Wednesdays. Would you like to join? And I kind of took on the offer and bought my first ship after the first night of playing X-Wing.
Yeah, it's kind of like the same thing what happened with me and Ail.
Yeah.
I invited Ail to my house to play some X-Wing for the first time, for our first game.
Yep.
And then that was in Wave 2. And the day after, we had bought, I think, just about everything that had...
Yeah, that you could.
That you could, yeah. And then I think about week later, Wave 3 hit the shelves. So, and we've been hooked since then.
Yeah. My first ship was Guri. That was my first kind of scum. The scum was just released as a new faction.
I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, I am too. And the guys recommended buying Skicks.
So
I kind of sucked for a while, playing with my own stuff. And I was actually playing Whisper pre-nerfed.
Yeah.
And
the good old pre-nerf. I actually played with Haukon once with Whisper and Echo, pre-nerfed, nothing else, 86 points, the old.
Yeah.
He was playing Dash something, I think. I don't think he got any shot the whole game.
Yeah.
He was quite frustrated then. Yeah, the Phantom nerf, that cloaking nerf was a good thing.
Yeah. And then actually when the nerf hit, the new fac and the decloaking mechanism changed, I actually started playing Whisper a lot. And it's still my favorite ship in the game,
yeah.
And I like it. It's kind of, I mean,
you know me, you know how
much
I like Whisper.
Yeah, you love it, I love it, it's a great ship. And I think perhaps, you know, Arnar won this tournament with Whisper.
Yeah, he did.
Plus two other aces. So perhaps there's a chance for Whisper.
I mean, if we're going to see less of Nim, PS Nim,
Less of bombs.
Well, I don't think we're going to see less of bombs, really. But I mean, we still have Miranda and Nim with bombs.
Yeah.
You can use bombs on Jumpmasters. You can sloop and poop, like they say.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's easier to fly around the bombs now, especially with the Advanced Lamb gone.
Mm. Yeah, it's much easier.
But then again, we are getting a PS9 coordinate ship, so you can coordinate Miranda to drop an action bomb after slamming.
Sure.
So
that might be something.
Which ship is coming with
it's the Phantom 2.
Okay, that has a coordinate.
Coordinate,
and when you dock it, and if you dock it to the Ghost, that one gets a free coordinate action at the what end of combat, or is it start of combat?
Start of combat, I think.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
It's a crazy. That might be something to be reckoned with. I think might. Become
yeah.
way too good, but time has to tell about that. But on the paper, it's really, really, really good.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen the coordinate action on the Upsilon, and I've been trying it out.
Yeah, but that's only PS6.
Yeah.
The highest pilot skill.
Yeah. yeah.
Not 9. So it's kind of balanced there, but it's really powerful though, especially if you can coordinate aces before they move.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I was using it.
So it's a semi advanced sensors.
Yeah.
Thing.
I used it with Whisper, and it gave Whisper a lot of options.
Oh, I can imagine.
So you're kind of taking the barrel before, even if you're cloaked or whatever.
Yeah.
Or uncloaked, just to kind of navigate through the asteroids.
Or even have evade and focus.
Yeah.
So you can
yeah.
coordinate and evade, decloak, and then do a focus.
Yeah. I really like the Upsilon shuttle, but it's a little bit too expensive to get in 2 quality aces.
Yeah,
yep.
but it looks
pricey.
So cool on the table, though.
Yeah,
it does.
It's so pretty. Yeah, but I wanted to talk a little bit about Bix, because after the nerf, I'm still seeing on Reddit and other chat rooms that people think Bix is dead, and I really don't think so.
I disagree with that he's dead. I think he's very much viable.
Yeah. So I think it's actually one of the best pilot skills in the game still.
It is, but it's more
Bix
my mind games. No.
Yeah, mind games, of course.
So
are you gonna target lock?
Yeah, and are you gonna just try to finish Bix so he won't use his ability later on in the game when you don't want him to?
I think people are gonna have to.
Yeah, I mean, I've played one game on Vassal with Bix and selflessness.
Yeah,
and
we were actually talking about that.
Yeah,
the last episode,
yeah.
Either selflessness or draw their fire,
yeah.
just with the hero bot.
And I decided, you know, I had 3 ships, which I was gonna, you know, focus fire,
mm-hmm.
and I thought, you know, okay, it's a X-wing with 3 red dice. I don't want to kind of distribute my damage output, so
no.
I decided to take out Bix, even though he was nerfed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I thought it was the best thing I could do in that game.
I mean, if you keep him alive for some while, he might at the exactly worst time.
Yeah, trigger his ability,
and
now you have to shoot him, and you can't get to finish off the ship that you wanted.
No.
Yeah, it's a.
It's a really, really nasty ability,
yeah.
and that's why I don't think it's gone.
Yeah.
But we have seen it in the past when FAQ arrives, people just stop playing ships. Even though they are really good. I mean, we remember the X7 FAQ. People
yeah, yeah.
kind of stopped playing
yeah.
X7 defenders. I took 2 Deltas to Worlds, and they were really, really good.
Yes, they are.
You have to fly them a little bit better, but people stopped playing them
yeah.
for at least a good while. You think that's going to happen with Bix? People are afraid.
I think we're going to see less of them.
Oh,
yeah,
sure.
Of course we
yeah.
are. I mean, there are lists that really depended on Bix.
Yeah.
The Stage 4 cancer list, what was it called?
Yeah.
The Fairship Rebels?
Fairship
yeah.
Rebels,
yeah.
Yeah, some lists will suffer, of course, of the Bix nerf, and that'll mean they will fade away, but we will get some occurrence of Bix, I'm sure. Because good players will be able to utilize this ability
yeah,
like it is today.
Yeah, I think people are just going to have to be more creative.
Yeah.
built him a little differently, not the usual droid, maybe hero droid, stress bot, something, and you can't really fly him anymore just to be shot at. You have to be able to use his guns now.
Yep.
You have to fly him with the guns. I mean, you were flying him out of range 2 in the other direction with the other ability, but you have to be able to shoot now.
Yeah, you have to use this red eye.
Yeah.
And Bix can still absorb a lot of damage,
yeah.
You know, with Lorik at his side.
Yeah, he has the bot, and he has integrated astromech, so it's like 7 health or something with 2 green dice. So with that amount, it's always hard to shoot down.
Yep.
Yeah.
One thing about the selflessness, which
mm-hmm.
happened in the game, talking about damage output. Then in one of the rounds, I didn't have Bix in my arc, and I shot another ship. It was probably, was it Nim? Or, just one ship with 1 green dice.
Yep.
It took 3 damage. And Bix was on 1 hull with Selfnesses. So he took all the damage, in the end. So he went out with a big bang. But, he was surprisingly good to play against Bix. After the nerf.
Yeah, the problem with the T-65 isn't really their red die. It's just their movement, I think.
Yeah, reposition.
Reposition.
Yeah, they don't have it, so they're very predictable.
Yeah, but they hit like a brick when they shoot.
Sure.
I would love to be able to fly Vets, for example. That's a pilot that hits like a brick.
He's nasty.
Okay. But we had another preview this week, the Kimo Gila fighter. So did you guys see it?
Yep. I saw it.
Yeah. I skimmed it.
How do you think about that ship? I think it's not as ugly as I thought with its 3D image.
Yep.
We have, it's 3 attack dice, 1 agility, 6 hull, and 2 shields.
Yep, and got that extra bullseye arc.
Oh yeah, that might be something.
Sure, but it was spoiled that all its turns are red?
No, all 1 and 2 turns are red. We don't know about 3 turn. That might be white.
Okay, so it might have a 3 turn.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
I hope so.
It's gonna be hard to fly, but I think if it pays off the bullseye firing arc, it's gonna be horrible.
I like the idea to reward the player of his position with the bullseye ability.
Exactly. I would have loved to have this ability just from the start.
Yeah, and it is.
Can you imagine aces with bullseye firing arc?
Yeah, would be cool.
It would be really cool.
And the ship has the options to take push the limit, engine upgrade, and it has a built-in barrel.
Yeah.
So, it could be pretty powerful in repositioning as well.
Mm-hmm.
But if the dial is as bad as you guys think it is.
Oh, we don't know how the dial is. Only that the
1 and 2
red
is red.
Red.
Yeah.
So the dial hasn't been spoiled. But for people that don't know what the bullseye firing arc is, it actually says on the reference card, when attacking, if the defender is inside your bullseye firing arc, the defender cannot spend focus tokens to modify defense dice or evade tokens to add evade results. I think the bullseye firing arc is about the same size as a maneuver template.
Yeah, roughly.
Roughly, or even the range ruler, probably.
Yeah, probably a range ruler,
yeah.
I think.
We don't really know yet.
And it's from the center of the ship, just
in front,
in the middle of its arc.
Yeah.
So we could bump the ship with Veteran Instinct up to 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the pilots.
Yeah, one of the pilots, the best pilots.
We have...
the pilot with the highest pilot
skill. Yeah, the Turani Kulda. that says after you perform an attack, each enemy ship inside your bullseye firing arc at range 1 to 3 must choose to suffer 1 damage or remove all of his token, all of its focus and evade tokens.
So it shoots first with the VI, has the built-in barrel roll, but then it doesn't have any actions to modify its shot.
No, but the defender doesn't either.
No.
Because it's the bullseye. He's not allowed to spend it, and he might have to discard it as well. That's for 27 points. Well, the pilot.
And that's a pretty good pilot ability for a high pilot skill plane.
Spaceship. But of course, if the dial is really bad, it's going to be really hard. Because it only has the that 80 degree arc in the first place, and then the bullseye.
Yeah. Can you imagine getting like somebody like Sundir in your arc?
Yeah.
Shooting, doesn't matter if you hit or miss, he just have to dump all of his evade and focus tokens.
Yeah.
And if you have a follow-up shot, that'll be a one dead ace.
Yeah. Then we have pilot skill 7, Dalen Oberos, I think.
Yep.
At the start of the combat phase, you may acquire a target lock on an enemy ship inside your bullseye fire and arc at range 1 to 3.
Yeah.
So it's just basically a free fire control system.
This pilot could be bumped up to 9, and for modifying the attack, he could actually just get a free target lock.
That's 25 points. Then we have a PS3, Cartel Brute, for 22 points.
Generic.
And we have
a pilot skill 5 in there as well.
Yeah, which I haven't seen. They haven't spoiled everything. It has a 4K here, and they spoil that turn 1 and 2 are red. But then we have another card in the package called, Contraband Cybernetics. When you become the active ship during the activation phase, you may discard this card and receive 1 stress token. If you do until the end of the round, you may perform actions and red maneuvers even while you are stressed. So that's a one-time use.
Yep. A nice addition to the 1 point illicit.
Yeah.
Something to use with what's his face?
Zicaro Visago.
Yeah, that's right. That's him.
But on this ship, I think it's, of course, really good.
Yeah. With the hard turns.
Then we have a title, the Enforcer. M12L Kimogila. After defending, if the attacker is inside your bullseye firing arc, it receives 1 stress token. So we have a little stress mechanism there.
Yeah. Strip tokens, add stress, and it has the potential to be so many control factors in this kind of ship.
Mm-hmm.
This might get annoying at some point.
If you catch someone in your bullseye firing arc, is he going to shoot at you? I mean, if it's Sundir Fell, he probably doesn't want to shoot at you.
Probably not.
Just tokens up and doesn't do anything. Shoots to thin air. So, how do you guys like this ship so far? I mean, we haven't seen all, but...
It'll be...
It's different.
Different. It's got the new thing. And I look forward to trying it out, I think.
Yeah, I haven't played with it in the list builders, so I'm not sure how and where I could fit it.
Yeah.
But raising the pilot skill is one thing, and I like the pilot skill 7 dude, where you can get a free target lock.
I don't think you're going to swarm this ship. It's probably maybe 30-point filler in some squads. I don't know if it's going to be competitive.
We'll see.
That's all the new stuff we have.
For now.
But We made a little error the last episode.
Yes.
We talked about the feedback array.
And permaclock.
And permaclock. You can't really feedback.
Yeah, that was also a fact. You can't feedback while cloaked.
We just didn't see it.
Yeah.
But you can do all sorts of other nasty stuff.
Sure.
With the permaclock and EMP device or something like that.
Okay. So then we have Radar, our last episode. So what's up next?
I think I saw on the Minoc Squadron there's a competition, I think.
Yes, informal competition.
Yeah, informal competition. Ryan Farmer and Dion Morales. Ryan Farmer from the Minoc Squadron and Dion from the Cold Squadron. They were singing a little song.
Yes.
And Eit, he persisted on doing the same thing.
Oh, hold on here. I did not persist. I agreed to it.
Oh, you're saying it was my idea?
Oh, sure.
No.
Yeah.
But Eit wants to sing it.
Yeah, I'm just going to enjoy this. I'm just going to sit here and enjoy.
Andre, he is the guest. So you got to sing along as well.
Suffer with it.
I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me soon, dear, now when did you last let your pop decide? I can open your eyes, take you token by token. Barrel rolling and boosting on a magic nerfing ride. A whole new world, a new fantastic FAQ. No one to bump and bomb, no pigs to show, or say they've all got a sunny new world. I never knew, but when I'm way up here, it's crystal clear that now I'm in a whole new world with you.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Wow, man. That was fantastic. Your voice, it's like a 16-year-old Scots whiskey.
Is it? Is it?
Yeah, what are you doing in playing X-Wing?
Yeah, you should be on a stage singing for tens of thousands of people.
Potatoes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Potatoes might stay.
Yeah, they might stay. Others won't.
But,
well, okay.
That was
take that, Dion and Ryan, and anyone else that's going to try this.
So we have challenge accepted.
Yes. We have accepted
the challenge. Yeah. Well, it has.
Yeah, you was.
I just had to sit here and listen.
I don't know which is worse.
No. Well, should we close this episode now?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. We're good for now.
I think so. I want to thank Nexus, the game store, for hosting us here.
Yeah.
For a fantastic tournament.
And thanks, Iggy, for, keeping everything together for us.
And if you haven't checked out the Outer Rim Smugglers, that's the old YouTube channel from Siggy.
Yeah, Siggy and Bjarni and
Stefan was there sometimes. But
oh, their friend from the UK.
Yeah, Gary.
Gary, yeah, that's right.
They haven't posted for, I think, a year or so, but they have fantastic videos.
Yep, very nice.
Please send them a message just to say, please, please, please start again.
Yeah.
It's extremely good for new players as well.
Yeah, they had a nice episode on how to fly. How to fly, really, yeah. Flight school. Yeah. Check it out.
And I want to thank Andre for being here with us.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Yeah. Let me join in.
Yeah, Was it hard?
It was out of my comfort zone, I must admit, but it was nice. Yeah,
tell me about it.
I love talking about Icewing, so anytime.
Yeah. Really? Really? Out of your comfort zone? Really? And in addition, I'm sorry to you and everybody else.
Okay. Bye, guys and girls.